In this bulletin, another elderly person dies of coronavirus in Australia, raising the death toll to 84. New South Wales to ease some COVID-19 restrictions, and Rafael Nadal battles an injury during a virtual tennis tournament. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Australia's coronavirus death toll has risen to 84 after the death of another elderly resident at a New South Wales aged care home. The death occurred at Newmarch House last night, the seventh resident to lose their life at the New South Wales facility. 37 people have died in the state alone, and Australia has recorded more than 6,000 cases of COVID-19. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the latest death was an 89-year-old woman.
There has also been one new case in a staff member at Newmarch House, which brings the total to 54 cases, including 20 staff and 34 residents.
The New South Wales government says schools will soon return to face-to-face teaching and two adults can visit other households from later this week. From Friday, the government will allow two adults and children to visit others at their homes to reduce isolation unless they're feeling unwell. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says school attendance will be staged for the first fortnight, with classroom teaching to resume from May the 11th. She says the changes to take effect next month are a sign that the state is progressing well.
We trust everybody to do it responsibly, don't take risks. We don't want to see the numbers suddenly spike up because people are being irresponsible. And I'm absolutely confident that people will be responsible because there's too much at stake.
Surfers have returned to the waters of Sydney's Bondi Beach after it was reopened for weekday access today. The local mayor says the beach was busier than usual from 7 this morning and users were behaving themselves. The beach closed 5 weeks ago after people failed to comply with social distancing measures. Victoria is reporting only two new coronavirus cases to add to the state's tally, and a dozen people in hospital with COVID-19, while states like New South Wales, Western Australia and Queensland are easing some restrictions, Victoria won't be changing any rules until at least May the 11th. Premier Daniel Andrews says the state has implemented a successful strategy and needs to remain cautious.
But it is fragile and it can change very quickly, and we've seen outbreaks in our state. We've seen outbreaks in other parts of the country. It's very fast moving. And if it gets away from you, you can find yourself in a position that many other countries have found themselves in, where they change their settings, they let off some of their rules, and now they're in even harder lockdown.
The World Health Organization is defending its handling of the pandemic, stating that it raised the highest level of alarm early on. The group, which has been criticised for its management of the pandemic, is reminding the public that it declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern in January. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus concedes that not all countries heeded its advice and says the pandemic is far from over.
Solidarity, solidarity, solidarity. That's what we will say every single day. This virus will not be defeated if we're not united. If we're not united, the virus will exploit the cracks between us and continue to create havoc.
In tennis, Rafael Nadal has withdrawn from a virtual tennis match because of injury, requesting to compete on a different day. He was expected to participate in a virtual charity event, the Madrid Open on Monday, which has been held in place of other tennis competitions that were cancelled because of coronavirus. Nadal already beat Canada's Denis Shapovalov 4-3 in his first game match, with the Canadian talking up the experience.
But no, he definitely played well. It was fun to play against him. I mean, I don't think in my life growing up I ever thought I'd be playing against Rafa on PlayStation, you know, so it's pretty awesome.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 21. Adelaide, a shower or two developing, 23. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, similar conditions, 22. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, much the same, 24. Newcastle, showers and 25. Brisbane, possible shower, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, sunny as well, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.